Dano's game tonight, how close was it to what you need to see from him in order to consider him making this roster?
It got better as the game went on. We're looking for strength out of him along the walls, being able to control the puck and drive the game. He's a powerful man, and he's got a good set of hands. Speed is something that we're constantly looking to improve, and so we can get to those places a little faster, a little quicker. Showed some good work on the 2-1 goal. He can get some pucks in behind the tender, given that chance.
Seemed his net front presence was pretty strong tonight too.
Yeah, he it's a good spot for him. He doesn't mind standing there. He can control the front of the net.
How did you think Tucker Poolman did on the opposite?
I thought he was effective. I don't think it was necessarily easy over there, the adjustment, but very effective. So there wasn't anything negative about it, which is a real good sign. First game, and he's played a lot of hockey here. So I liked it. I mean, he made all the right reads, moving the puck. Wasn't so much a challenge for him. It's just there's not as much you can do with it until you get used to it regularly. But he was good there. I liked his game.
The way Nick Ehlers played on that power play, is he basically the guy you want handling the puck for the Lions' share of time on that?
On that unit, they just couldn't get on the ice when the other unit was here. And we're going to need two. We're not running at 40% during the regular season. Nobody does, but there's lots of confidence there and lots of good players there, so that's the place we want him. Scored a goal in St. Louis there last year, arcing in and just beating the goalie from a ways out. He can shoot the puck from there. It makes him unique. It's not just a puck handler there. He can do some things. He can shoot the puck, so we like him there.
Paul, when you look at who you dressed tonight, there would appear to be more players than available spots. Does a game like tonight help clarify anything in your mind, or did it maybe cloud the issue even more?
No, I got a pretty good handle on the way I think it's going to look. So that was power play goals were important, but that penalty kill was more important. You know, that keeps it at 3. It's a deciding factor, being able to do that. There are guys here that are good players. There's an offensive group kind of competing with each other, and then there's a group that's out here to kill penalties and do some of the grinding work. So they had a good impact too.
Nick Patan, especially in that first period, seemed to be all over the ice a number of chances and may have got that goal, although he's not sure about it.
Yeah.
What did you see from his game and maybe on the defensive side?
Well, they were -3. And that wasn't on Nick. He was really good on the half wall on the power play when he rolls there. He's got such great patience with the puck. I thought when Perreault went on that line just in the third, I thought both lines kind of evened out and played well.
Coach, this far into camp, where are you in your eyes with your renewed focus to the defensive end of your game?
I liked our game tonight. Of all the games, I understand what we give up. When you can find the individual mistake fairly easily on a play, that's usually a good sign. You're not wondering, you know, the third goal was quite a mess, but we know how it started. And then you had a lot of young guys on there, so reacting to that chaos can be very difficult for them. But we didn't give up much tonight. A number of those shots were easily handled. We'd like our goaltenders to be given a chance to show what they can do on in nights like this. I don't think that Ottawa, they had their big boys in, but that's a long flight from the East Coast. I don't know that they were moving quite at the rate. And we had some pretty important players out of our lineup, too. It's the Minnesota game in Minnesota. It's a lot of very young team, and it's a lot of mistakes, but the structure started. And then I don't think that you can judge the Calgary game as where your team's at, but I did like a lot of what we saw tonight in terms of what we gave up.
But overall, how would you gauge it to this point? I mean, what's your read on how they're absorbing it?
The veteran guys have got a good handle on it, real good handle on it. And in order for that to happen, they have to embrace it, and they have.
One last one then. To the fan maybe, or even us way upstairs, when you get doing this the way you want it done early in the season, what is it going to look like in terms of comparing it to last year, things not done, things done. Can you say something that what it'll look like?
We would win more. We've got an awful lot we've got some good offensive talent here. We're seventh in the NHL. I think we can score more. We just can't play like we need to every time we touch the puck. So an awful lot of offensive zone time. We were third in the National Hockey League last year for that. I think we can spend even more time in there. We get a little stronger. Guys can control the puck a little bit harder. Our back end will help. Tyler Myers will help that. So it'll look a little bit like tonight in terms of when they have the puck, what we're supposed to be doing. I think we can do more with it.
Speaking of Tyler Myers, where do you think he's at in terms of working his way back?
I just need him to get through the game healthy, right? He hasn't played a whole lot of hockey. He needs practice time, and he needs to get into these games. He's going to be real good.
Paul, what did you think of that last sequence of the save by Hellebuck at the post and then the two block shots by Matt Hendricks?
Yeah, Matt Hendricks has been a real nice addition on and off the ice. It's the first time that I heard a song that I understood in the room before the game. I think it was his turn to run I recognized it, and there was a guitar in it, which was awesome. So he gets a leg up on everybody else for that, but says the right things on the bench. He's got a feel for the game, for what players need to hear when they're coming to the bench. He's just a really good pro, and then he's just a hard-grinded man. He's going to block shots, and if it's his face, so be it. He's just a good example for those other players.
Was he all right after blocking the shot? Looked like he went in early.
Yeah, I think so. He's going to be fine.
Thanks.